afternoon, Gretchen Gondek for Food for Thought on Siouxland Public Media this Friday afternoon. And today we're going to visit with Janelle Johnson, Program Coordinator for the Plymouth Office of ISU Extension and Outreach. Hi, Janelle.
Hello.
Welcome to Siouxland Public Media, your first foray. Hopefully there'll be others.
Yes, I hope so. Definitely be here to advertise what we have to offer with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach.
Well, the outreach of ISU Extension is amazing, and all the different things that are happening under that umbrella. And you have something that sounds really fun: Dine at the County Line, an elegant evening on the farm. Now, what is that all about?
We partnered with Iowa State University Extension, of course, first, but we're partnering with Siouxland Ag in the Classroom to bring the farmers and connect them to people that aren't connected to agriculture anymore, people that maybe live in the city and don't have their mom and dads that are on the farm, and they can't ask them the questions of where did my food come from and then how did it get to me. So we hope to offer an elegant but yet casual evening to come and ask those questions to those farmers and to those agricultural professionals.
So the real mission here is to open up lines of communication and actually have the opportunity to visit and learn more about these people that we don't see that are growing food that we're eating.
Absolutely. There's a lot of trending words out there, whether it's GMO or pesticide or drone. So this is a great opportunity for any citizen just to come and ask, why are you using a drone in agriculture? What does GMO mean? Is it safe? Why do we use pesticides? And what is the rate of pesticide versus water that is sprayed on those fields and why they're used?
And also, people will have an opportunity to dine.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about that.
Yes. So along with education, we also have to have a little fun, as always. So we are offering a wonderful meal to all of our attendees that come. They will be served a four-course meal, and we're going to serve it family style. We want to create that family feeling to all of our participants. And we're going to start off with some appetizers that will be served from our local 4-H'ers and FFA members from the area who are the future of agriculture. And we hope to then, or we will be having our pork producers and cattlemen, both from Plymouth and Woodbury County, helping us grill our pork and beef. And then we're also going to have many sides and salads and some pie to finish off the evening.
Oh, that sounds wonderful and elegant, as you have stated.
Absolutely.
In your information here. Tell us a little bit about Lowell and Judy Voss and their farm.
Lowell and Judy Voss are located right on the county line near Kingsley of Plymouth and Woodbury County. They have lived there their whole farming career, and they have a beautiful acreage. Definitely looks over the rolling hills of the farms that you see on TV or even read in storybooks, as some people have read to their children as well. And they have been there and farmed their whole life. Lowell is also a member of the Iowa Cattlemen's Board, so he's also very involved in supporting agriculture and getting the word out there.
Now, what else do you want people to know about an elegant evening on the farm?
Just definitely take the time to come and spend an evening on the farm. It's really fun just to be outside enjoying that meal, but then also having those conversations as well. We're also going to have some areas that you're able to learn how to plant corn by hand versus how a corn is planted with a machine. You're going to be able to climb up into combines that we use now and tractors, but then also look at the tractors that we used in the past and see how technology has changed. We're hoping to have a drone there that will fly around and show people how that works as well and why we use that in agriculture.
Oh, that sounds like a very complete evening, very exciting. And space is limited with events like this. You know, you do have to cap it at some point. Do you want to talk about registration?
Yes, registration can be done in a couple different ways. Anyone can visit the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Plymouth County Facebook page, as well as Siouxland Ag in the Classroom Facebook page, or our extension.iastate.edu/Plymouth website. Or if you just Google Plymouth County Extension, you will find the link that you can register right online with a credit card. It's $20 per person. But if you have a table of six that you know you want to sit together, we can save you some money, and it's only $100 to bring six if you have five other friends to bring with you. You also can visit or give us a call at 712-546-7835, and we'll also get your registration. If you don't have computer access, we can do that over the phone with a credit card, or we do take cash or check as well.
Now, is this the first event of this type that you have staged?
This is. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach has always had a few farm-to-fork dinners in our area from time to time. This one is featuring a little bit more on the crops and livestock side, and thinking about that connection to agriculture and learning where your food comes from, not just from locally, but learning about why agriculture is doing the trends and the different things that it has turned to in the last 40, 50 years.
And there have been so many changes and advancements in farming and in production, just as in everything else in life. So I think this is a great event because it's elegant dining and lots of fun and a chance to meet other folks, but also importantly to learn a few new things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So along with this evening of education and well as some the meal as well, the option to stay a little bit longer and watch the movie Farmland on the side of the barn is also another thing that we are doing after everything is over. So starts in the evening at 5:30 with some appetizers and a social hour. And then we'll go into our meal and a little bit more of those activities I talked about before, the corn planting and the spraying and playing with the drones as well. But after everything is over, then they can stay a little bit longer for about another hour and sit on a hay bale and watch the Farmland movie right on the outside on the barn, weather permitting, of course, on that part.
Sure. Talk a little bit about the film. I know I've heard of it. I'm not sure I've seen it.
Farmland focuses on a few agricultural professionals, whether they are in the livestock portion of agriculture or maybe they're growing vegetables. And it follows them and it shows how they take their product and they grow it or they raise it and how it gets to market. And it kind of gives a little bit different background of agriculture of a lot of different films or videos that are available out on social media or on any type of other ways to download movies. It just definitely gives you a real connection to those farmers and to see what they do to get that food from their farm to your plate.
It sounds like a beautifully thought out evening covering all the important aspects of farming and of course a wonderful meal. And again, quickly, Janelle, for more information.
For more information, they can give the Plymouth County Extension Office a call, which is 712-546-7835. Visit our Facebook page, or Siouxland Ag in the Classroom is partnering with us. Their Facebook page has it as well.
And that's Thursday, August 24th. Dine at the County Line, an elegant evening on the farm. It's been fun visiting with you, Janelle. I know you're going to come back and tell us about some other things that you're doing in September.
So absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We've been visiting today with Janelle Johnson, Program Coordinator in the Plymouth Office of ISU Extension and Outreach. I'm Gretchen Gondek, your host for Food for Thought on Siouxland Public Media. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you have a great weekend.